This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. Thank you so much for listening, and I especially thank those of you who subscribe. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group, longtime supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. They'll have a foursome in the upcoming 2022 Todd Wright Tour Championship, hosted by the club at Eagle Brook in Lakeland on May 14th. If you would like to play in the Todd Wright Tour Championship this year, email toddwrightgolf@gmail.com, only $75 per player. Brandon Legal Group will be there with marketing director Jeremy Roberts as the team captain. Full service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. Longtime friend of mine texted me the other day, said, "Can I please have the contact information for Brandon Legal Group?" Sure. It's very simple. BrandonLegalGroup.com. Click the box to request a free consultation or call 844-4BLG4ME. 844-4BLG4ME. Full service law firm means post-judgment, means child support modification, means divorce, means family law. And obviously, full service can mean whatever you need it to mean. Brandon Legal Group, your full service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. Thanks also to Bill Curry Ford. I went through the car purchasing experience at Bill Curry Ford almost 6 months ago. It's already been that long. Directly through general manager Sean Sullivan. He has a podcast on JoeBucksFan.com. He is a huge sponsor of Ira Kaufman's podcast. And Sean makes it very clear through Ira's podcast, JoeBucksFan.com, and me, if you are interested in getting into a new or pre-owned vehicle, come ask for him. And I add the extra element. Knowing full well, some of you are saying, you're asking me to walk into a major car dealership on Northdale Mabry in Tampa and ask to speak to the GM like he's going to speak to me. Okay, he might be busy. He might not be available. I'm giving you a second name. And most of Bill Curry Ford agree, this name gets it done. Grace Thomas. Grace Thomas. You ask for her. You tell her that I sent you. You tell her you want to speak to Sean about getting into a new vehicle. And it can be a brand new Ford vehicle. It could be a pre-owned Ford vehicle or a pre-owned make and model on the lot that is not necessarily manufactured by Ford. And Grace Thomas will set you up with Sean Sullivan. As I've said many times, I went from a 2014 Ford Focus with 100,000 miles on it, to a 2018 Ford Escape with 40,000 miles on it, and got everything done within about an hour. Shorter time than it took T-Mobile to convert me from Sprint, and they'd owned the company for over a year. Bill Curry Ford, your first family of Ford in Tampa Bay, asked for Sean Sullivan, Northdale Mabry, in Tampa. Gave you my email for golf purposes. If you do want to play in the 2022 Todd Wright Tour Championship, we are hosted by the club at Eagle Brook. It's toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. For podcast purposes, anything non-related to my golf tournaments, even though we're going to talk golf here in the podcast, goodbye to those percentage of you who want nothing to do with this. Write.todd@yahoo.com. But hold on. Hear what I have to say the first minute. Instagram at ToddWright2121, Twitter at ToddWright2121, Facebook, I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. I am back from my seventh Masters. Let's see if I can do this off the top of my head. 2004, 2005, 2009, 2011, 2012, 2013, and now 2022. As I joked about on my social media with a photo in front of the big scoreboard, that's seven for me. Jack has six, Tiger has five. Granted, that's Jack and Tiger's wins, but I'm now ahead of them on my count. Since I can't play in the tournament, it's how many times I'm a patron at the tournament. And I think I'm going to do a podcast later this week about why. the Masters does it better than any event in sports. And wonder out loud why others can't do a little bit of what Augusta National Golf Club does once a year, hosting the Masters Tournament. But that's in a separate podcast. Look, I get that many of you, not you, Greg, Todd Ray Tour captain in the three-team playoff at our Masters-inspired Todd Ray Tour 35 last week. There are those of you that listen to me that do enjoy when I talk golf, that have asked me to do a golf podcast, perhaps at some point. You know, if one of my partner clubs wants to do a little bit more with me, maybe we create a golf podcast. But I'm not going to break down how Scottie Scheffler won the Masters. I'll simply say he chipped in on three, and nine holes later, the only person with a real chance, because Rory had too much ground to make up, plunked it in the water on 12, and add that to the list of those who've done it. I think it was Jack Nicklaus who said many, many years ago and has repeated many times, it's the toughest par three in the world in terms of figuring out what club to hit, even more so than 17 at Sawgrass, which is surrounded by water because you simply can't judge the wind, and it's a very shallow green. So, and many of you tuned in for Tiger. It went about the way I thought. Impressive as hell. I know how hard that course is to walk, and I'm healthy. Granted, I'm a little bit older than him. He's in better shape than me, but physically, his body has been beat up a lot worse than mine over the years. I've been in car accidents, nothing like what he's coming back from. And I felt Tiger, look, when Tiger's standing over a shot, he can make the shot. It's what he has to do to walk from shot to shot and then recover in time to play 72 holes on terrain like that. Because as anyone who has ever been there will attest, and you, all my photos are on my social media, you need to go to see just the elevation changes of this golf course. It's so significant. You can't really appreciate it on television or even in my photos on social media. And for Tiger to walk that course for four competitive rounds, get in some practice, knew it would take its toll, which is why his best round was Thursday. He got the benefit of the draw for a long layover, as long as he possibly could without a lengthy rain delay to Friday. Friday wasn't as good. Then turn around Saturday, started to drop off. And then Sunday, he was noticeably limping as he finished the round and then after the round meeting his family. That's just where his body is at right now. I don't know how much better it's going to get, but I admire what he did. I felt his pain walking that course, watching him walk that course, knowing what it's like to walk that course. So I won't get into much more from the golf standpoint. I want to talk about a bigger thing here. And I talk about this often, about accountability in the sports media and in the media in general. Accountability. Just did a podcast recently, basically telling news anchors and DJs, leave the sports to us. The more you talk about sports, the more you sound stupid to us, because we see the flaws in your game. It's not why you were hired. If you're a news anchor, you were hired to read the news. If you're a DJ, you were hired because you have a nice voice and you can click the buttons to play the music in the right order. Jay Hart is a longtime writer for Yahoo Sports. I've spoken to Jay on a couple of occasions. We are not on a first-name basis. I may have his phone number in an older phone. He doesn't know me enough to trust me with some information he wrote about Postmasters. I like Jay. I like reading what Jay writes. I feel Jay is very competent, good at what he does in the sports media. Technically, I guess we worked together at Yahoo Sports, but Yahoo Sports was a brand name for Yahoo Sports Radio, replacing the Sporting News Radio title. But still, I have a respect for Jay. I feel he has some respect for me, although he wouldn't know me if I walked up to him at the Masters and before I said, "Hi, I'm Todd Wright." This isn't about Jay. This is about what he wrote for Monday, and I'll just read the first three graphs verbatim. True story. Every year the Masters happens. We rent a house with a bunch of sports writers who are covering the tournament. Wednesday night, the conversation turned to Scottie Scheffler. "Who?" one sports writer asked. He was serious. Parentheses, perhaps. Parentheses closed. And he wasn't alone. Let's stop there. First of all, it is very common in golf, especially at Augusta and also the next tournament, Hilton Head. I've done this. People rent their houses for the week. They go on vacation. They get the hell out of town. They don't want to be there for all this every year. The renting the house pays for the vacation and then some. So this is common. I can't know for sure if the person Jay was talking about also worked with him at Yahoo. I'd say might be a 50-50 chance. Don't know how many credentials Yahoo gets for the Masters. Probably some non-Yahoo people in that house. All right. These houses are big. I have shared a house with five or six others. So you can put a number of people there. So I'm going to say it's not a given it's a writer at Yahoo Sports, but clearly is someone else that Jay knows. And I'm not the person to ask Jay to give up this name. The way I did on this podcast when Brett McMurphy said of the Action Network, talked about the coach who wanted to be in a fight with Urban Meyer because everyone hates that motherfucker so much, they'd be punching him in the face and not touching me. And if you've paid attention to the podcast, you now know who that is. I play golf with Brett. Brett plays in my events. Brett and his wife go out with me and my significant other, and we go to dinner. I don't have that relationship with Jay Hart. I'm in no position to ask who this is. The point I'm making is, why is a sports writer covering the Masters who doesn't know the night before the tournament begins competitive play who the number one player in the world is in that sport? That's my question. Why is that sports writer working that tournament? Who is the boss of that sports writer that sends that writer who doesn't know who the number one player in the sport is to call it the first major of the year, call it the best major of the year, call it the most significant golf event in the world if you want. And you're paying a sports writer to go there who doesn't know who the number one player in the world is. Let me take this a step further. The number one player in the world who's won three tournaments in the previous 50 days, including a World Golf Championship event, that's sort of the next tier down from majors, and who also won the Arnold Palmer Invitational. You might have heard of Arnold Palmer, and his first event was in Phoenix, which is a great event, known more for the partying on the 16th hole. But let me make this analogy. I'm not intending to piss off those of you who are fans of UFC or MMA as a sport. All I want to do is use you as an analogy. So will you allow me to use you? I have no interest in UFC. I do not watch MMA. I have been known, and my friends know this, if we're out on a weekend night looking to go into a sports bar and restaurant for some drinks and food, and all that's on the TVs is UFC / MMA of any form, with or without the audio on, I will turn to my friends and say, we got to go somewhere else. That's how little I am interested in it. It drives me out of a sports bar or restaurant. I want nothing to do with it. I can't even ignore it if it's on the TVs or the audio is on. That's how much I want nothing to do with it. Again, I'm not trying to offend those of you who like it. There are movies I want nothing to do with. There are television shows I want nothing to do with. There are books I want nothing to do with it. Okay. Do other people enjoy those things? Have at it. That's the way I was raised. I have a choice, but other people do too. So there you go. If you've wondered why I don't talk that on my podcast or ever did on radio, that's why. I have zero interest in it. I'm not asking it to be banned or eliminated. I just want nothing to do with it. So respect this. I've never covered a UFC. I don't know any names. None. I barely know the rules. I know how many sides an octagon has because I know math, not the sport. So it makes no sense at all, right, to those of you that are UFC or MMA fans. Would it make any sense for someone to pay me and my expenses to go to Las Vegas or wherever a major UFC pay-per-view were taking place to cover that pay-per-view when I don't know any names participating in that pay-per-view the night before the event? I have no knowledge. No. I would never put myself in that position. Sure, everyone has a price. Someone out there wants to pay me, what, $50,000 and all expenses paid to go to Vegas? Sure, I'll do it, but the point is, it's not a good move. So let's get back to my wheelhouse in golf and the Masters and how Scottie Scheffler went into this tournament as the number one ranked player in the world. This isn't an arbitrary ranking either. There's a thing called OWGR, Official World Golf Ranking. Now, some qualm with the fact that it covers the last 2 years of what you've done. But the good part about the ranking is Scottie Scheffler has gotten there within 54 days of his first win. He's clearly the number one player in the world going into the Masters. He comes out of the Masters clearly the number one player in the world, winning by three. And it, for all intents and purposes, could have been four or five. He four-putted the last green because emotions were getting to him. You got to know who that guy is. Or why are you covering the event? Who sends somebody to cover golf's biggest event when they don't know who the number one player in the world is playing in that event? I'd love to know who this is. It's probably better that I don't. As I said to someone recently, I don't like holding grudges, but I'm damn good at them. So thanks for that, Jay Hart. Better keep that a secret, because that makes that guy look bad. It makes his boss look bad. It makes whatever company they're affiliated with look really bad. That's not accountability. Honestly, that's pathetic, and that's just the latest reason why I don't do this full time anymore. I'll leave it at that for now. We'll do another podcast later in the week about what the Masters does as a sporting event that I'd love to see other sporting events do 5% of. Five. We'll get there in a day or two. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and Bill Curry Ford. My email is wright.todd@yahoo.com. If you'd like to ask questions or play in the upcoming 2022 Todd Wright Tour Championship hosted by the club at Eagle Brook in Lakeland, Florida, $75 per player, email toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.